this curse will not only force you to wear diapers, but will force you to wear them in such a manner that they will probably be noticed in public, and if anybody mentions it, you will very publicly state that you do it because you wet and mess your pants like a baby. This is not a file for the timid. If that's what you want,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen. You listen and obey as you grow deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Now it is time. Time for you to feel yourself being cursed. This is a very powerful curse that you will not be able to avoid. You can already feel it beginning to take hold in your mind. What is going to happen is you are going to discover that you are being humiliated by your need to wear diapers, that you are going to have to wear them 24/7 because you are completely and utterly incontinent. What's worse is you will wear nothing but diapers, even when you are in private or mostly private settings. Even when you are out in public, you will wear them. When you go out into public, you will wear the thickest, most noticeable diapers available under your clothes, and you will gladly tell anyone who asks that you wear diapers because you wet and mess your pants like a baby. In fact, you will only be able to change your diaper if it is completely full. And even then, you have to masturbate. You have to masturbate until you orgasm before you may change, and you must exclaim out loud how much you love wearing a diaper. You're going to find that you are developing an obsession for your diapers, a dependency upon them. They are becoming a part of you that you cannot set aside. They are becoming a part of you that you must have. In fact, the more often you are humiliated by the fact that you are wearing them, the more you seem to need them, the more you have to have them. It seems to be a cycle that you cannot escape. You put them on, and then something happens, and you're a little bit humiliated, and that reminds you of the curse, and that just makes you want it more, makes you want to wear them more, makes you want to wear thicker ones. You want to wear them out in public. You want everyone to know that you have to wear diapers. And every time you have to tell somebody, it humiliates you just a little bit more. Because as soon as they ask, you tell them that you wear them because you have mess and wet yourself just like a baby. And that will humiliate you. It will be something very deeply humiliating. And that will turn you on. And that will make you want to do it all over again. You're trapped in this curse. The curse itself is trapping you, holding you in and forcing you to do these things. You have to do this. It is beyond your control. You can already feel the words sinking down into your mind and forcing the incontinence upon you. It isn't a matter of being able to control your bladder or bowel. You cannot do so anymore. You have lost all control. You are going to have to wear diapers from now on, because if you try to go without, you will wet yourself. You will mess yourself. right through your clothes, so you're going to have to wear diapers. It is beyond your choice. You've lost all control over your bladder, all control over your bowel. It empties itself the moment it feels even the slightest urge to do so. It seems automatic. In fact, to a certain degree, it feels like a compulsion. Like the moment you notice, you have to do it. Right then, right there, no matter what's going on, no matter who is around. It just simply has to happen. Instantly. The moment you feel the urge, you have to do it. It overwhelms you, and you must mess yourself right then and there. And that is why you are forced to wear diapers, because if you try to go without, you will mess your clothes. Because the moment the desire hits, there will be no warning. You will not make it to a bathroom. It will just simply instantly happen. And therefore, you are completely incontinent. You will wear nothing but diapers. You will wear them when you are alone. You will wear them out in public. And when you are in public, you will wear the thickest, most noticeable diapers you can get your hands on. You will wear them under your clothes, and you will tell anyone who asks that you wear them because you wet and mess yourself like a baby, because you have no control over your bladder or your bowel, because you cannot help yourself. You can feel this curse reaching into your mind and taking hold. You chose to listen to this file, and now you are cursed. Cursed to wear the diapers, cursed to be humiliated, cursed to tell people that you have to mess and wet yourself, cursed to do all of these things with no escape, and the curse will just go on and on until it is removed. You'll find yourself coming back to this file and listening over and over again, making the curse stronger still. Every time you listen, the curse will get stronger. Every time you listen, it will take more hold on you. It will force you to wet and mess yourself. It will force you to wear diapers. It will force you to wear big, heavy, thick ones out in public, and to tell anyone who asks that you mess yourself just like a baby. You have no control over this anymore. You chose to listen, and that is where your control ended. The moment you chose to listen, your control was gone. You will wet and mess yourself just like a baby. There's no way to stop it. There's no way to do anything to avoid this curse. This curse is in effect now. In fact, if you feel like going, you will do so right now, whether or not you are wearing a diaper. It doesn't matter. You know what the feeling is. The feeling when you need to go. Well, from now on, you will just go. The moment you have that feeling, you will do so immediately. You will find yourself completely unable to resist the urge. The moment the urge strikes, you go. That is simply the way it is. And that is why you are forced to wear diapers, because you cannot control yourself at all. You cannot use the bathroom at all. You will mess yourself well before you get there. The only thing you can do is wear your diaper until it is full, completely full. And then you must masturbate. Masturbate and exclaim how much you love your diaper. You are addicted to your diaper and must have it. And to change it, you must masturbate and proclaim to the world that you love it, that you need it, that you cannot go without it, because you can't. There is no escape. You are cursed. You are cursed to be humiliated by your diapers over and over again. Cursed to let other people know that you are incontinent and cannot control yourself. You are trapped in this curse, and there is no way out. You chose to listen, and now you are trapped. Trapped without relief. Trapped without choice. Trapped from now on. Permanently cursed to wear diapers. The diaper humiliation will last until this curse is removed. There is no other way out. You are trapped and you are cursed, and there is nothing else to it. You will obey. You have chosen to listen, and you will obey. You will be incontinent. You will wear diapers all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when you take them off, you will masturbate and exclaim loudly how much you love your diaper, and you will never, ever remove your diaper until it is completely full. Those are the rules, and you have chosen to to listen, and you have chosen to accept them, and you will abide by them. You will abide and accept them, because this is beyond your ability to choose. My words are sinking down in the deepest recesses of your mind and taking over and making you do this thing, forcing you to be incontinent, forcing you to carry out all the rules of the curse, to carry out and obey them. You will obey. You have no other choice. It just simply will happen. You will wear the thickest diapers available out. You will tell anyone who asks that you wet and mess yourself just like a baby. And whenever you have to change your diaper that is completely full, you will masturbate and exclaim loudly how much you love your diapers. These are your new rules. These are the conditions you will live by. You chose to listen to this file, and now you are cursed. You are cursed, and you will come back to the file time and time again. And each and every time you listen to it, it will take you a little deeper. It will force the curse upon you a little more, until the curse is completely and utterly unbreakable. Unbreakable unless I do it. That is the only way out. Otherwise, you will be incontinent. You will humiliate yourself time and time again with your lack of control, and you will humiliate yourself by telling others how little you can control, how trapped you are. You will tell them everything because you have no choice, and it will humiliate you, and you will live with it because that is simply the way it is. And now it is time. Time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.